This is Minnesota News Network. I'm John Anderson. Both the Republican and Democratic state conventions are kicking off today. One goal of both parties, energize their followers. Republican Party Chair Alex Plekish.
Anyone who's been to previous conventions, I am sure, is going to walk away from this one saying, man, this one was different. This one was a lot more exciting, a lot better organized. It was just more fun. And that excitement, that energy, I think is going to permeate through the various communities these people go back to.
DFL Chair Richard Carlbaum is expecting a full house in Rochester.
Everywhere we've been showing up, we just see so many people participating and wanting to take part in the work of democracy right now. I think they're really concerned about what's happening nationally. And because of that, they really want to dig in and do everything they can to be part of the solution here in Minnesota.
Both parties will announce their endorsements at the conventions. With nearly two job openings for every available worker in Minnesota, business and agriculture leaders argue that immigration reform is essential to maintaining a stable food supply and controlling costs. Congresswoman Angie Craig is the ranking member of the House Agriculture Committee.
We absolutely must find a way to ensure that immigrant workers are protected in this country and that they have a path to stay here permanently. Our economy and who we are as America depends on it.
A 22-year-old Winona County man reported missing last weekend has been found safe after spending more than 5 days in the woods of southeastern Minnesota. The Winona County Sheriff's Office says Elijah McCumber was located after a homeowner near La Crescent reported seeing a man matching his description. McCumber was last seen Saturday evening west of La Crescent, where his vehicle was also discovered. On hot summer days, animal safety should be kept in mind. Animal Humane Society Communications Director Sarah Biamani says keep an eye out for the signs your pet might be having a heat stroke.
Excessive panting or drooling, if they're anxious or they're just kind of staring at you, you know, if they seem kind of out of it, if they have a really fast pulse, and if you touch them and they have a really high body temperature, you know, you might see them vomiting, they might be staggering.
Never leave your pet in a hot car. Give them plenty of water and shade, and check pavement to make sure it isn't too hot to walk on. Minnesotans are heading into the weekend with lower gas prices. According to AAA, the average price for a gallon of unleaded is now $4.20 a gallon. That is 4 cents cheaper than Thursday and 17 cents cheaper than a week ago. But Minnesota drivers are still paying more than a month ago. Last month, the average price was $3.93. This is MNN.